Islet bound, begin from Rome. For the United States to be making war on Italy and on Europe.
Uomini e donne di tutta Italia, italiani, parti nel mondo, oltre i monti e oltre gli oceani.
Today we tell the story of a criminally insane American poet, arrested in Genoa as Allied troops advanced for broadcasting fascist propaganda in Italy, a name not forgotten, Ezra Pound. The crowds you heard were recorded 80 some years apart. The first was the followers of Mussolini, the founder of fascism, and the second was Casa Pound, a neo-fascist organization that took the poet's name. Ezra Pound, the father of modernism, has a very different legacy here. This is an extract from the cantos read by Ezra Pound's daughter, Mary de Rakowiltz.
Mamour, Mamour, what do I love? Where are you? That I lost my center fighting the world. The dreams clash and are shattered. And that I tried to make a paradiso terrestre. It's not only the history of the beginning of the world, so to speak, mm-hmm. and the myths from every possible country, from Australia to Africa, you know, and the Arthurian legends and all that, but also the man's own history, because you see, the idea of the idea is you always have to know yourself.
I'm standing here in Piazza Venezia, Trajan's Column to my left and the Colosseum straight ahead, a grand boulevard lined with emperors. Mussolini created this ideology as an appeal to the strength of the Romans and the authoritarian city-state endorsed by Machiavelli as a means of shaking off the shackles of foreign influence. In reality, however, the dream of restoring Rome to the center of the world or resurrecting the modernist vision of the future is all but a shallow facade covering what remains an intolerable political ideology. The voices you are hearing are from a different crowd to the ones attracted by Mussolini or Casa Pound. Migrants, locals, young and old, spilled to the street and congregated in the Duomo Square that night in protest of what took place just hours before. Almost 6 years ago to the day, the streets of Florence were covered in blood. A Casa Pound supporter opened fire on three foreign vendors, killing two, before turning the gun on himself.
Abbiamo avuto questo attacco vile contro i nostri fratelli. L'importante è di rimanere insieme tutti quanti.
Yet still, three times a year, the streets of Predappio, Mussolini's hometown, fills with pilgrims, many of them old, wishing to celebrate the life of this man, his birth, his march on Rome, and his death. Fascism is not just a relic celebrated by those who have fond memories of life under Mussolini, or consigned to the far-right fringe, whose rhetoric leads to incidents such as the shooting in Florence and the murder of politician Joe Cox in England. Instead, as recent polls show in Ostia, 1 in 10 voted for Casa Pound during the mayoral primaries.